I love some of those tropical scenes in the video. Wouldn't it be nice to be there right about now? On some nice, warm, sunny beach, listening to the waves come in. It'd be so nice. But that's not the message of the video. The message is that we do have a light shining brightly for us to guide us safely through the darkness. The world is getting darker, darker and darker day by day. But yet, the Lord provides the light that we need. He provides the wisdom, the counsel, and certainly the guidance. And if you could put the scriptures up. Oh, you did. You're ahead of me. Okay, this speaks about the guidance of God. From Psalm 48, for this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. He is faithful. He will provide everything that we need. He will guide us safely to the shore that is our destination, the shore of eternity with Him, that safe place. And He will be with us, being our guide, for as long as we live. And from Psalm 73, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So, another verse that speaks about God's guidance. And regardless of what befalls us, God is there for us to continue to guide us step by step. His word is a light to our path and a lamp unto our feet. From the Gospel of John, this is Jesus speaking. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. So here we have the indwelling Holy Spirit to be our guide. He is the one, in addition, of course, to our Heavenly Father and Jesus Himself, but He is the one inside of us, ever present with us to provide the guidance that we need. And boy, do we need it in these days. It's not always easy because there's so much deception in the world. And it's not just Satan that is trying to deceive us, because that is his goal. He already has control over the unbelievers, but he seeks to destroy us, and he does that by deception, to get us to believe a lie that would slowly but surely lead us astray from the truth and further from God. He is our enemy. So we need help, we need guidance, because whether we like it or not, Satan is smarter than we are. He's more powerful than we are, but not nearly as powerful as the Spirit living within us. And we need that Spirit to shed light and truth so that we will not be led astray, that we will stay on the straight and narrow path that will take us closer and closer to the Lord. So there are many other scriptures as well that speak about God's guidance and wisdom. But I want to share some things with you. It's always interesting to me, it always amazes me how God brings things together. I had sent Donna the information as to the scripture verses and what I was going to speak on. And then, after I had done that, I had been reading this book, which Michelle had lent me, The World of the End by Dr. David Jeremiah. And I came to this particular page, and he gives an example of God's guidance, indirectly, of course, but he gives an example of how we need guidance, and in some ways how it is provided. Okay, he says he wants to tell about a remarkable young man named Jacob Smith. At just 12 years old, Jacob stood atop an 11,000-foot mountain in Big Sky, Montana. 12-year-old boy standing on top of this mountain, 11,000 feet high. He was about to, I know you're not going to understand this because I didn't either until he explains it. He was about to free ride a triple black diamond rated slope. If you're not familiar with that term, free riding is when a skier tackles a mountain without following a defined path or run. Just a person gliding through the trees and the rocks and the ridges. So there's no path. He's on top of this mountain, 11,000 feet high. And he's going to ski down all by himself. No marked trails, nothing. It's up to him to avoid the trees and every other dangerous thing that he might come across. Now, a 12-year-old boy hurtling down professionally rated ski slopes without a trail is impressive enough. But there's something else you need to know about this story that takes it to another level. Jacob Smith can't see. His vision is technically 20/800, which is four times the level at which a person is declared legally blind. Nevertheless, on a chilly morning in Big Sky, Montana, Jacob became the first legally blind skier to complete that legendary run. And he hasn't stopped breaking barriers. At 15, he is well on his way to becoming a professional in the sport he loves. How does he do it? That's the big question, isn't it? How did he do it? Well, Jacob has a secret. His father, Nathan. On every run, Nathan speaks to his son over a two-way radio. When Nathan describes the terrain, Jacob visualizes it in his mind. And when Nathan tells his son to make a turn or to move in a new direction, Jacob obeys instantly. One interviewer asked Jacob how much he trusts his dad. He answered, "I mean, enough to turn right when he tells me to." It's this secret weapon, confidence in his father's perspective and his father's direction, that has allowed Jacob to achieve incredible things. What lesson has he learned from his skiing adventures? Honestly, no matter what gets thrown in front of you and takes you off guard a little bit, there is always a way to conquer it, to adapt, to make it happen, and still do what you want to do. As children of God, we have a similar opportunity to navigate the twists and turns of life with confidence, even in the midst of disasters. Why? Because that confidence is based not in our abilities, but in the nature and character of our Heavenly Father. Not only does He see what's coming in our world, but He has told us in advance how everything will end. For that reason, and that reason alone, you and I can navigate this world of disaster and still be confident. He has his earthly father to provide the guidance that he needs. Using that two-way radio, his father tells him which way to go. We have an even better father, our heavenly father, who sees even further than that earthly father can see. He was more aware of whatever dangers and obstacles might be in our path. And he provides the wisdom and the guidance that we need. Just as Jacob listened to his father's voice and instantly obeyed because he knew it was life or death, We need to listen to our Heavenly Father and instantly obey, because it is a matter of life and death as well. Otherwise, we could be led astray. And instead of eternal life, we could have eternal death. We need to have the guidance of God in our lives. We need to listen. And this period of Lent is a good time to spend time listening. Yes, seeking God is fine. We can seek God. We can read our devotions. We can pray. But a lot of times our prayers are just speaking to God. Prayer is a two-way street. It should not only be speaking to God, but listening to Him. And He speaks in many different ways. Sometimes it's through Scripture. Sometimes it's that still small voice. Sometimes it's other ways. Maybe the wise counsel of a friend or an encouraging word. There's a lot of different ways that God speaks, but we need to listen. But there is one way in particular that is that ties in with this on how to receive the guidance of God. And strange as it may seem, it's to go dancing. And I want to demonstrate that, or at least help you to understand what that's all about. And I need somebody to hold this. Would you, Cheryl? Just stand here and just hold that up so people can see it. Can everybody see that guidance? Okay. So I have something else to read to you here. I don't know who wrote this, okay, so I can't attribute it to somebody because I don't know who, but it's not me, it's somebody else. And this is titled Guidance. When I meditated on the word guidance, I kept seeing dance at the end of the word. You can see dance at the end of the word, right? I remember reading that doing God's will is a lot like dancing. When two people try to lead, nothing feels right. The movement doesn't flow with the music, and everything is quite uncomfortable and jerky. I don't know if any of you have ever gone dancing in your lives, but you know, if two people are trying to lead, it doesn't work out very well, does it? When one person realizes and lets the other lead, both bodies begin to flow with the music. One gives gentle clues, perhaps with a nudge to the back or by pressing slightly in one direction or another. It's as if two become one body, moving beautifully. The dance takes surrender, willingness, and attentiveness from one person, and gentle guidance and skill from the other. My eyes drew back to the word guidance. When I saw G, I thought of God, followed by you and I. God, you, and I dance. God, you, and I dance. This statement is what guidance means to me. As I lowered my head, I became willing to trust that I would get guidance about my life. Once again, I became willing to let God lead. My prayer for you today is that God's blessing and mercies be upon you and your family on this day and every day. May you abide in Him as He abides in you. Dance together with God, trusting Him to lead and guide you through each season of your life. I hope you dance, with a lot of exclamation points. Thank you. I came across that and I said, wow, that's really appropriate for the Lenten season. It would be good if more of us learned how to dance with God. Let Him lead. Let Him show us the way, and we'll make beautiful music together, moving together in harmony, a beautiful example of what life is like when you let God lead. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word today. Thank you, Lord, that we have you to be our guide, to lead us along the right path, the path that leads to eternal life, the path that leads to you, Lord. Thank you for your wisdom, your ever presence, your strength, your power and might, your love and grace, compassion, your gentleness. And there are so many other words, Lord, that could describe you. But then again, because you are so amazing and so infinitely wonderful, even those words that we use are not adequate enough to describe you. But help us, Lord, to purpose in our hearts, especially this Lenten season, to spend time with you, to speak to you, to listen to you, and yes, to dance with you. We surrender, Lord. Be our guide. Be the one that leads in the dance, and we will follow. Thank you, Lord. Blessings upon your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.